I'm very happy now to welcome Ron Roybal. He is the events coordinator with Big Brothers Big Sisters, and we are here just before the 28th annual Bowl for Kids' Sake. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much.
So this has been going on a long time. What's the bowling event about?
Bowling event, this is our target number one event that we have for fundraising and drawing awareness for Big Brothers Big Sisters. We are on our 28th annual this year, and what we do is we get people to form teams of five. They go out and collect pledges and help support the agency to do what we do, and that's providing a mentor for a child who needs and wants one of them. So we ask people to help us continue keeping our doors open, helping our community, helping us to draw awareness in to become Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and also to help fund the area. So people form teams of five and go through their friends and family and ask for pledges. And we ask each person to collect at least $100 minimum each, and which is a total of $500 for the whole team. It costs on average about $1,500 a year to support a little in our program and support the big and little for 1 year, which includes background checks and support contact through the whole year. So with three teams, we could then support three Bowl for Kids Sake teams. We could support one match for the whole year if the team does a minimum $500 each.
And many of them do more.
Oh, many, many more. We had a few people who have raised the thousands level of getting people to help pledge in their team efforts. So on average, we usually get about $900 per team on average when we average it all out from last year's event.
And it's a lot of fun.
It's a great time. It's we don't party much at Big Brothers Big Sisters, but this is one event where we go out and the event itself is a celebratory event. It's really, we always say it doesn't matter about your bowling skills so much, about going and having a good time.
So it's not about how many pins you knock down.
Nowhere near that shape or form. It's an awareness building and fun building for us. And we turned off our event here in the area is at Pewaukee, Strike Gold Lanes in Pewaukee. Beautiful facility. The staff there are just so amazing to us, and the facility itself is beautiful. We turned down all the lights, put on the strobe lights, turned on some great fun disco 70s music, and just have a great time for those two bowls. Each team gets a bowl for two games, and it's usually about a two-hour segment that everybody gets to have, and we just have a great time bowling and having a great time.
And bowling, ladies and gentlemen, I haven't bowled for quite a while, but it's so much fun. And when you haven't bowled, even if you've only bowled when you were a kid, and then you go out there again, what I find is my first ball is always a strike, and then I can never recreate it.
Yeah, we do have some folks who come and just tear it up with their strikes and get turkeys, and we have some folks who also are throwing gutter balls and asking if they can get the bumpers up. But it's a really great time. It's so much fun to be out there enjoying the community and seeing how they help support us.
So people have several weeks left to form teams and get sponsors. They can register with Big Brothers Big Sisters, and we'll give more information about that at the end. So Big Brothers Big Sisters, I mean, we have you guys on the air just about every year, but what's it all about? You are a Big Brother yourself, and you've been a Big Brother for a long time.
I've been a Big Brother since 1993 myself. When I first moved to Santa Fe, I wanted to figure out what I could do to help my community. And so I was interested in Big Brothers Big Sisters, got enrolled, got interviewed, and since then I've had three different littles. There was a period about 4 or 5 years where I did take off, so it hasn't been the full time, but I've had three different littles in my life. Right now, me and my little Malachi have been together it's been about 5 years him and I have been together, and we just have an awesome relationship together.
So you always have little brothers. There seems to be a shortage of big brothers. There are more available big sisters, and there's a lot of little boys who are waiting for a mentor, a male figure in their lives.
That's right. We right now have about, and at our agency in Northern New Mexico, we have about 70 little boys who are waiting to get a big brother in their life. We are aggressive in trying to recruit men to become a bigs in our program, but the reality is that more women tend to be the type who want to volunteer and help out. And so we match our little girls or little sisters very rapidly because they don't stay on the waiting list for long. We do have some big sisters who would want to be matched with a little brother. And if that's what the family feels and needs, then we will go ahead and match a big sister to a little brother. But we never do the opposite.
Right. Now, what are some of the rewards that you've had as a big brother?
Oh, gosh, there's many. But one thing that I always tell people is you get to become a kid again. You get to go and have fun and do things that you may not have gone and done normally.
Like bowling.
We monster trucks. Him and I do the monster trucks every time when they come around town. We go swimming together. We'll go hiking. We'll just watch a 3D movie. Sometimes just those great 3D animation movies that come out. And go on doing things that I may not go play video games. That's something that's not part of my everyday activity, but something he enjoys. We go do some stuff like that. So we end up getting activities that bring out the child in me, and I get a lot more out of it than I think he even knows himself. But it's a two-way street, definitely, that we share with each other, and I get a lot out of it.
So the young people that you had in, well, almost 20 years ago, 1993, you started. Have you kept in touch?
I sure have. My first little is, he's about 20, 23 right now. And we just, this past year, reconnected. He was moved to Hawaii, and it had been a few years since I've seen him. And ran into him his mother about a few months ago, and it turned out that he was in Hawaii, got in a really bad car wreck, and escaped death. But now he's in a wheelchair. He's handicapped. And when I ran into mom, I was so excited to finally meet up with her because I've been trying to find them. And when I ran into her, she says, "Oh my gosh, have you heard about Frankie?" And I said, "No." And so she told me the story about him getting this car wreck in Hawaii and almost losing his life, and that his memory was just not quite exactly what it was, and that she wasn't sure if he would remember me. So I said, "Well, let's try it out. Let's just see," because it would be so helpful for him to jog his memory. So I called him up without him knowing who it was, and I gave him a few hints of who I was on the phone without telling him directly, and after a few hints, he just gasped out in this loudest, excited voice, "Ron!" That he knew who I was, and that was really, really emotional for me and for him as well, and his mom, that knowing that even though he was forgetting a lot of things that happened since the accident and of his life, that he was still was able to remember me. And we haven't been able to get together one-on-one, him and I. I've seen him with his mom a few times. But we have reconnected with him, definitely. So it's a life-changing experience to be involved with somebody's life and knowing the greatest gift you can give to somebody is gift of your time. And I think that's what I've given to them, and they've given back to me.
And that time doesn't have to be expensive and doesn't even have to necessarily be out of the house. You can just order a pizza and stay home and have dinner and talk.
Exactly. We, in fact, advocate saying that please don't use this as a gift giving and in a Santa Claus time at any shape or form. We want it to be the gift of your time, and it could be having dinner with you and your family. It could be going and watching a movie at your house, getting pizza, like you said, going to fishing, going to church, if that's your family, if the families are on the same wavelength on that. But it's always just hanging out with each other and doing things that you both normally would do anyway.
We're talking to Ron Roybal about Big Brothers Big Sisters. Why don't more men sign up to be big brothers?
You know, that's something it's really interesting. I think that most guys are just maybe afraid of what that entails and what they might want to do with the little and what they're going to be spending time with. We hope that more men will come through and say, "This is really something that I really want to do." But I know from my end, it's just been fabulous experience for me, and please ask anybody to really look into it. It's really not that much time away from your family or time from your other things you may have going on. If you play softball, they could go to your softball game with you.
Big Brothers Big Sisters, we've had them on as long as I've been doing this show. They've been around for many years, and I have to say it's a very well-run organization. It's something they do they just do an excellent job, and they do a very efficient job, and they're very good at fundraising, and above all, they provide a service that really nobody else provides. And for people who don't have the parenting, let's say, that they need or the role models that they need, it is absolutely life-changing for all these kids. And the Bowl for Kids' Sake is the annual event. It starts on, what, the 3rd of April?
April 3rd is our first event.
And there's several of them.
Mm-hmm.
The first three weekends of April.
Here in the Santa Fe northern part of the state, we have April 3rd, 9th, and 10th. And then in Las Vegas, we have one on May 15th. That one's a Wii Bowling, which is a really great event that we do since there's no bowling center there in Las Vegas.
You go out on the dirt?
Wii Bowling, that's the Nintendo Wii.
Wii Bowling?
Yeah, Wii Bowling, the Nintendo Wiis. We had about 9 Wiis last year set up in the ballroom at the Plaza Hotel, Historic Plaza Hotel, and made it look like into a little bowling center. And people just had a blast. We had one team that was full of older folks. And one lady had her walker, but she was able to stand in front of the TV and move her wrist and body to get the Wii to roll the ball out kind of in a way, and it was just a fabulous event to see that community wrap itself around Big Brothers Big Sisters and Wii Bowling. And then we have one more event in Gallup, McKinley County. And actually, that's April 16th in McKinley County. That's what part of our service area as well.
So how do people get in touch and register and find out more about it?
First, they could end up calling me. I'm the event coordinator for Big Brothers Big Sisters Northern New Mexico. And our phone number is 505-983-8360. And what we do then is they could contact me. I get them mailed out to them or deliver them a team packet. So on that team packet, there will be 5 members that you'll be doing. The team captain would be the one in charge of the whole team, and then 4 other members. It could be their coworkers, their friends, their sorority friends, whatever they could get a team of 5, including themselves, and start collecting pledges. Turn in their roster ahead of time so they can secure their day and time. On April 3rd, we have a 1 p.m. and a 3:30 p.m., and that's the State Employees Bowl. We've been real lucky this year to have our new governor and first gentleman to support the event, which we've had in the past with Bill Richardson and his wife. And then on the 9th and the 10th, actually on the 9th, we have a 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and a 3:30.
And they can find more about that if they go to the website.
Yeah. Our website is bbbsnorthernnm.org.
Ron Roybal, thank you so much for being with us on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe, Big Brothers, Big Sisters. We'll see you at Bowl for Kids' Sake.
Thanks so much.